This is the Michael Bryan Show.
Inspire, empower, and educate with Marcy Rossi. Marcy, what have you overcome or achieved?
Well, you know, it was something I never thought I would actually overcome. I, like so many people, started drinking when I was 16, and I couldn't imagine a life without alcohol. It sounded, you know, deprived and not fun. But I also didn't realize how hard my life was with alcohol. So what I've overcome is that kind of need for alcohol to make my life better, to make it something that I actually enjoy. I'm living a life that I can't even imagine. It's just so much better than it was when I was drinking.
Talk to us a bit about that. Like, what was the struggle like? What was it like for you?
So I didn't actually realize I had a struggle, right? So if I think of the word kind of alcoholic, which is what a lot of people use when they think of someone who's really struggling, I'm picturing the person on the side of the road, you know, drinking out of a paper bag, losing their job, getting into, you know, accidents, that sort of thing. And that wasn't me. I was doing really well at work. I was getting promoted. I had lots of friends. I didn't have legal trouble. Like, everything was going really smoothly. But then behind closed doors, I was drinking, and I was drinking a lot. It was especially when I was depressed, it would get, you know, my drinking would really skyrocket and would turn into kind of an almost everyday thing. But then at that same time, like I said, I didn't see myself as that alcoholic. So I didn't really think I had a problem. So then one day I had heard about Dry January, and I decided to try Dry January. And that first year, I think I ended up drinking maybe 3 or 4 times that month. But, you know, one of those times was a really hard day at work, and another time, you know, it was someone's birthday. So those didn't really count to me. And I did Dry January a couple times after that. And only once was I able to go the entire 31 days without drinking. And I was miserable the whole time. I was thinking about alcohol every single day and counting down until February 1st. And that, to me, you know, made me realize that this has more control over me than I ever thought it did. And something has to change.
What kind of steps did you take after that Dry January when you realized that you had to do something?
Well, I will be honest, there was a big gap between when I recognized I had a problem and when I was ready to actually confront it. So I didn't actually do anything until probably 10 months after that last Dry January, where I actually decided to take a step. And I think part of that was just not really knowing what I should do, right? So I wasn't going to go to rehab. Like I said, everything was generally fine in my life, at least, you know, out in the open. So I wasn't going to go lock myself away for a month. And I also didn't like the idea of labeling myself an alcoholic. It's not a word I use. It's not a word the medical community uses. I didn't want to have to go to meetings every single day. So I wasn't going to go the AA route either. And so it just felt like there was not an option for me, because I'd obviously tried to do it myself and that didn't work either. So I kind of felt like my hands were tied. It wasn't until I saw, I think, an advertisement online for an online coaching community. I didn't realize this actually existed. And that was when I signed up for the program. So it was, like I said, probably 10 months after that Dry January, the last Dry January, and then did a coaching program. It was 3 months long. By 3 months, I had absolutely no desire for alcohol whatsoever. And I actually saw such a massive transformation in myself that I decided I wanted to make this my career. And I quit my job, joined a coaching program, and now I'm a coach for other people.
What will go down as the three biggest lessons that you learn from all this? I imagine there's quite a bit there, Marcy, but if you could boil it down for me, what would they be?
So the three biggest, I would say, number one is that if you need support in this area, there are more options than just AA and rehab. Those options can be fantastic for people that need them. And I know that they have changed countless lives, but they're not the best fit for every single person out there. So there is that kind of secret door number three, as I call it, that I didn't realize existed. And that for me was coaching. They have, you know, group coaching. I do private coaching just to give you that one-on-one attention. But that for me was a big eye-opener that there is another option. It doesn't have to be door A or door B. The second one is you don't have to hit rock bottom to decide you want to do something better, right? So I didn't meet that traditional version of what an alcoholic looks like, at least in my head. And I use that as an excuse to not look at my behaviors. And it wasn't until I decided to stop asking myself, am I an alcoholic? And start asking, is alcohol working for me? Is it actually making me happy like I think it is? Is it doing what I want in my life to, you know, to improve it? And is it something I want to continue? And so it's not that I had a rock bottom moment. It was more that I just decided enough was enough. And I was tired of living this way. I wanted to explore another way of living. And then I think the last one is that I'm a lot stronger than I ever gave myself credit for. You know, alcohol let me Let me believe that it made me better in some way. It made me more confident. It made me funnier. It made me more sociable. It made me all these things. But what I was telling myself is that I'm not those things without it. And I've realized that without it, I can still do a lot of hard things. I've started a business. You know, I changed something that had been going on for decades and I have absolutely no desire for it now. I completely changed my mind on this, right? So I have just so much strength that I refuse to acknowledge because I was numbing everything. And now I'm just, you know, the sky is the limit.
The big question is, Marcy, would you change anything? If you could go back, time machine, take yourself back there, would you change anything? Would you do anything any different?
I don't think I could do anything different. Obviously, it would have been better for me if I had quit drinking earlier, right? Because, you know, alcohol causes health issues. And I would have wished I had known all of this before. But I don't think you could force the issue, right? You can't force someone to change until they're ready to change. And even when I knew that there was a problem, I still wasn't ready to change for those 10 months. So I don't think that there's anything I can do or say to that, you know, prior version of me to say, now's the time to commit. She had to learn those lessons. She had to see how she was struggling. And she had to honestly get sick and tired of the way her life was to the point that she was ready to make that change. So I wish it could have happened earlier, but I don't think there's anything you can do to influence it. Just the timing is right when the timing is right.
That makes sense to me. And if people wanted to find out more about you, where can they go? So it's your chance to share websites, social media. How can people connect with you?
So my website is like my name, marcyrossi.com. I'm also on social media, primarily Instagram, but I am Coach Marcy Rossi everywhere. And if this resonated with you and you're thinking about changing your relationship with alcohol, something that I offer is a free guide on my website there. And it's 5 things that you should do before you quit drinking. And if you do these 5 things, you're going to set yourself up for success before you even stop worrying about putting the bottle down.
Thanks so much for being a guest on the show. Feel free to subscribe, share the show, leave a review wherever you are listening into your podcasts.